Time to jump back into our conversation with Pete from Settlers Co-op in Bruce Crossing, talking about the fantastic walleye and perch fishing right now on Lake Gogebic. So here's part two, continued from our last outdoor report. Now, what's with this special name for those giant perch? The teeter pig is what I hear the local vernacular is for a big perch.
Yes. That's the name for it's actually a spring bobber.
Uh-huh.
That's real sensitive. And Gus at the Maple Ridge Bait Shop there, he makes them himself, and that's what he calls them, the teeter pig, because they teeter when the pig grabs a hold of them.
So you
get... Listen, if you're a perch fisherman, you see why you call them a pig, because they're big pot bellies on them.
Yeah, right. I've seen some pictures coming out of your neck of the woods. So you think of these special regulations are at least partially responsible for such good fishing now?
You know, the DNR did a survey. I should get that survey to you for your own information, but it was really interesting. The fishery at Lake Ogebic is such a good reproducing a lake for, you know, northerns and walleyes and perch. There's just so much area there that, it has helped for the bigger perch, and it's really made a difference, I think, to be able to maintain the fishery the way it has. It's good.
Well, that's great to hear, and if they want to stop by and get their bait from you, when are you going to be restocked?
I'll have it tomorrow morning.
There you go.
Yeah.
Settlers Co-op.
Yeah, tomorrow morning and Wednesday, they're sending up a special truck.
Well, we're going to give you a call probably later this week to kind of get another report from you, because it's certainly one of the biggest destinations for fishermen right now across the Upper Peninsula. Lots of requests to find out what's happening on Lake Ogebic up to the minute. So we appreciate
it. I got to emphasize, you don't have to go right out in the middle of this, just around those weed beds, and you'll find the weeds right in, you know, frozen in the ice. And if you can find an edge like where we were, I mean, the fish are there, and you're only fishing in 5 feet of water, sometimes four.
That's so nice, isn't it?
It is just crazy. It is. It's just very special. I've always liked Lake Ogebic, and it is a special lake.
Well, thank you so much for your time, Pete.
All right. Okay. And good luck to everybody.
Yeah.
We'll see you on the ice.
We'll catch you later this week.
All right. Bye-bye.
Pete Sorrell from Settlers Co-op in Bruce Crossing. And this is The Outdoor Show.